Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even sure if my short-term memory is still functioning. Hi, my name is Did I say that already? Anyways, I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. Did you wake up feeling hopeless today? You look at the number of tasks you have yet to do. You look at the painful relationships you're stuck in. You simply observe the state of the world and the divisiveness and the grocery prices, and you're just hopeless. Yesterday, I woke up feeling hopeless. Yeah, I know. Don't overreact. I'm fine today. Mostly. Hopelessness is a terrible feeling, and it's so stinking common. So, though this show at this point has a relatively small audience, I think it's entirely possible that at the time this episode releases, someone's going to listen. Someone who's feeling hopeless. Is that you? If it is, I'm sorry. Though our experiences obviously differ from one another. I know what it's like to look at the day, the week, the rest of your life, and feel utterly without hope. And that is a terrible feeling. It feels like you are in a hole, and the hole is so deep, and it's constantly getting deeper somehow. And there's no ladder, no stairs, no rope, no hope. Oh, and this hole is capped with cement, and there's an elephant sitting on top of it, and people are feeding the elephant, so the elephant is getting fatter, and you know what I'm talking about. Even if you don't feel hopeless now, you likely have before, and if you felt that way before, you're more likely to feel it again in the future. Now let's talk about God. We call God by many names. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, El Shaddai and Adonai, and the Ancient of Days. I love those names. There's so many more. I love that there's so many names, and I wonder if we won't learn more someday when we're with Him. But there's one that maybe you need today. Theos tis elpidos, Greek for God of hope. Paul's benediction, his prayer, his blessing in Romans 15, he says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him." I'll read that one more time. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. Let's focus on different parts of these. First, today, I really want you to focus on what Paul calls God. Now, is this a name for God? No, it's a title. Like Director of Operations, or Master of Ceremonies, or Gandalf of the Secret Fire. His title, the God of Hope. How wonderful that our God is the God of hope. He could be the God of disappointment, though at times we do feel disappointed, don't we? He could be the God of trickery or mischievousness or war. He's the God of hope. That means He has hope. He has hope in Himself, hope in His plans for humanity and creation, hope in the whole of time and the story He's written, and in the Son and in your future. Hope. He has hope. Thank God. God has hope. Because it's comforting to know that when we feel hopeless, He doesn't. He doesn't. We know that even when we don't feel hope, someone big and magnificent and powerful has so much of it that He alone can claim that title, God of Hope. May the God of Hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. The second part I want you to notice is this is not a commandment from Paul, that you must be filled with joy and peace, as if it were something you could muster up within yourself. Any of those of us that have woken up to hopelessness or fear or despondency, we know we can't just muster up joy and peace. And that's why Paul puts the ball in God's court, because He, God, does that work in us. Or, at times, He doesn't. But may He, Paul says, may He fill us with all joy and peace. The word may is not a guarantee. Isn't that wonderful? Because may expresses possibility, expresses hope. May is a wish. It's what Paul wishes for us. It's what Paul has experienced at various points in his ministry. And I say it's wonderful because if it were a promise that when we trust, we would be filled with immediate joy and peace, then we would have to be so disappointed. Paul uses the word may because Paul knows and has experienced that we don't always feel joy and we don't always feel peace, but he's hopeful that we will. As, and this is the last part of the verse, as we put our trust in Him. God's part in this is providing us joy and peace. Only He can, because He is the God of hope. And our role is to trust. Trust what? That He will do what He says He will do. That He will make all things right. That there is nothing lost that won't be restored, nothing broken that won't be mended, that He will ultimately and finally end death, that He will wipe away every tear. Even when we don't feel hope in our immediate circumstances, even when we don't feel hope that everything is going to just work out fine, even when we don't feel hope in our own abilities or feel hope that we will ever escape our grief, we can still trust the God of hope, whose will not be thwarted, whose plans will come to fruition. Our hope must be in the God of hope. Our trust in Him and Him alone. May He fill us with joy and hope. He may. I pray He will. You should too. I leave you with this scripture from the book of Lamentations 3. I think it might be helpful. It says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him." It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not cast off forever, But though he cause grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. The God of hope gives us a future hope, and he holds our hope. And at times, he may cause grief, but he still has compassion for us. He's so mysterious and strange, yet he loves us. And oh, how he loves us. One day we will look back and be floored by the mastery of his love that was manifested in our lives in such weird and wondrous ways. Perhaps we'll even understand why those who trusted in him faithfully some days woke up feeling hopeless, even though he, the God of hope, had never left our side. Lord, give us faith for our good and for your glory. Bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.